As we've heard, President Bush is in South Africa tonight, the most recent stop on his tour of the continent. But he's haunted throughout this trip by questions about a country not on his itinerary, the war-torn nation of Liberia. A team of U.S. military experts arrived there this week in the capital, Monrovia, to assess the situation. Liberia's president, Charles Taylor, has promised to leave the country if U.S. peacekeeping troops come in to keep order. Samini Sengupta is in Monrovia. She's the West Africa bureau chief for the New York Times, and she's been following the U.S. military team around the city.
Yesterday and today, as the team of experts ranged out into the city, they were met everywhere by cheering, dancing, shouting Liberians, whose message to them is, in effect, please come. And as one of the team members told me yesterday, this is not something that Americans are accustomed to at this moment.
How large are these crowds, and are these impromptu demonstrations of support?
Well, yes, absolutely. They are impromptu. They seem to be impromptu. Yesterday, the crowds were just absolutely crushing. It was impossible for the convoy to move along the streets because there were so many people. There were tens of thousands of people on the street. Today, the crowds were slightly smaller, but the enthusiasm was no less.
How have Charles Taylor's supporters, specifically the police force, reacted to these rather large demonstrations?
Yesterday there was one occasion, sort of midday or so, sometime around noon. The assessment team had been out in the field for about an hour and a half, and there was just, as I said, a crushing crowd on the street. The convoy of Americans couldn't really move down the street, and at one point the police appeared from nowhere and fired into the air, scattering the crowd. The defense minister told me later that the police fired in the air as a crowd control measure, that they were doing this for the protection of the American convoy.
And as they've gone out into the city, this is said to be a fact-finding mission. What kind of things are they looking at?
They are looking at places where displaced people have sought shelter. Now, we're talking about schools and empty, hollowed-out buildings and sports stadiums that are now housing thousands and thousands of people who are living in places that are not fit for human habitation. There are very few latrines. There is often no source of water. There's a cholera outbreak. There are growing signs of malnutrition. There are starving babies all over this city. That is what the Americans are here to see, and they have already seen it in these 2 days.
President Bush has not committed to sending peacekeepers to Liberia, but with the arrival of this military study team, has it raised expectations there in Liberia about the possibility of U.S. intervention?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if you're out on the street, the look of joy and relief on people's faces are incredibly moving. I have seen in the last two days, you know, men and women sort of looking up at the sky and saying, thank you, God, just at the sight of this assessment team. And so it has absolutely given people the sense here, perhaps accurately, perhaps not, that this means the Americans will come.
Samini Sengupta, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Samini Sengupta is the West Africa bureau chief for the New York Times, and she spoke to us from the Liberian capital of Monrovia.